This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 782, Rushing Through IELTS Speaking Part 1 Answers.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English with your hosts, former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer. With hundreds of band 7, 8, and 9 success stories, our strategies are the smartest in the IELTS world. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll hear Native Sample Speaking Part 1 Answers about being in a hurry and multitasking for busy adults and successful IELTS candidates.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, Jessica, are you in a hurry these days or right now in particular? Are you in a hurry?
Oh, my God. Well, I'm not in a hurry at this very moment.
Yeah,
I feel like I'm often in a hurry. Lindsay, are you in a hurry?
Right now, I am in a hurry. I just have a few minutes to do this episode. That's why it's going to be good, right? The less time we have, I do find that, I mean, that is a principle, right? A truth of life. The less time we have to complete work, generally the better or the more efficient we are, right? Because we just get right down to business. Have you noticed that?
I am way more productive if I have tons of stuff to do. If I look at my schedule and I only have, I mean, this never happens, but if I only have like 3 things to do that day, I will take forever to get to those things, to accomplish those things. So yes, busy people get more done.
Yes, absolutely. And today we are on the show to talk about Speaking Part 1, right? Because interesting questions do come up on Speaking Part 1, and you guys need to know kind of the rhythm of how to reply, like how to answer them. It's totally different from Speaking Part 3 or 2.
Yes. Oh my gosh. This follows from yesterday's episode so well, because we talk about how Speaking Part 3 and Part 1 are totally different. So you're going to hear that. Think about the conversation we had yesterday, guys. Very high level, very formal and serious, right? And today, Part 1, very personal, relaxed questions. So definitely listen to both episodes in a row if you can. Okay, so we're going to do Speaking Part 1 questions about being in a hurry and having time. All right, so Lindsay, Speaking Part 1 question, are you often in a hurry?
Oh my gosh, that is such a good question, a good one to reflect on. And to be honest, yeah. And it's because I try to pack so much into my life. I mean, especially in terms of my work, right? We are trying to do so much. And so I find myself jumping from thing to thing very quickly. In addition, the places I've lived over the last couple of years have kind of gotten me into the mindset of always being in a hurry, right? Like New York City. I lived in New York for a while in my 20s, and Boston. These are faster paced cities, right? Where people are just flying around the sidewalks. They're beeping their horns at each other. They're moving fast. So yeah, I would say I'm often in a hurry.
Okay, awesome. Guys, a couple things I liked about that answer. The way that you began your answer was so super expressive. You were like, oh my gosh. Like it was really, like really big. It was great. And also notice, guys, because on Monday's episode, we talked about using high level vocabulary in Speaking Part 1 and 2 is possible, right? So notice the nice mix Lindsay showed there. She even used the linking word in addition, and it was appropriate. It worked. Yeah. So that was good to notice.
Yeah, it's the beautiful mix between the casual and the more high level words. I love that. So nice to be able to do that. Okay, Jessica, let me ask you a question. Are you ready?
So ready.
All right. So how do you save time in the morning?
Oh gosh, I am the queen of multitasking. So in the morning, I'm always doing like five things at once. I'm making James lunch. I'm eating breakfast. I'm drinking coffee. I'm checking my email. I'm checking Google Maps to see how long it's going to take to drive James to school. So I know when to leave. So all of this stuff has to be accomplished in like a 20-minute window, right? So I have to do everything simultaneously. It can be a little much, but I like to put on the jazz station in the mornings to sort of have a nice background noise of a little calming atmosphere. So that's how I get through it.
I love it. Nice. I love it. We were descriptive. So, you know, I felt like I was in your kitchen as you're getting ready for work in the morning with the music on in the background. And I also really liked the phrase you used, it can be a little much. Now that one.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Wouldn't that raise the examiner's eyebrows? Like, whoa, this student really knows what they're talking about.
Yes, I love it. So, guys, you say like, oh, it's too much. Like that's a construction we all know very well, right? But to describe if it's like just a little bit stressful, right? Describing your routine in the morning, very common IELTS question. You could be like, it's a little much.
Yeah, it can be a little much. It's super native the way you put that together. Very natural.
Awesome. And thank you.
Yes, anytime. I give you a 9. And then the other reason I would give you a 9, I like the word window. Like, I can't remember exactly what you said, like a 1 hour window.
Oh, a 20 minute window. Yeah. Oh, that's nice. Instead of time frame or period or, yeah.
Yes.
A window. Lovely. Okay, more part one question before you rush off to your next appointment. Yes. What do you wish you had more time for?
Oh, yeah. So these days, to be honest, I wish I had more time for reading actual books. Like I order these days, I've been ordering a lot of books on Amazon with the best intention, especially business books, best intention to get through them. But to be honest, the most convenient thing for me is listening to podcasts. And I am that person that sometimes, I hate to admit it, but I'll put my podcast on 1.5 speed just to get the information, which is bad. I know.
Really?
It's terrible. Oh, yeah. If it's an informative podcast. It's not entertainment. Like I need to learn the information. I'll put it on 1.5 speed, 1.75. But I do wish I had more time to like just hold a book and go deeper into it and just like soak in and enjoy the book, you know, for entertainment value, not so much for information value. So yeah, that's what I wish I had more time for.
Good answer. I would 100% agree. I just got this book on Amazon called like it's so nerdy. Chaos. It's about the CIA conspiracy related to the Manson family. It's so dorky because I'm just fascinated with 60s and 70s pop culture in America, as well as like political theories and conspiracy theories. Oh. And this like amazing, amazing book is just sitting on my coffee table, like untouched for weeks. And I keep walking past it like, oh, I'll get to you later.
Right. But it's just, unfortunately, it's not as convenient, right? Because it's so much easier to just put your headphones in and walk to the store, buy your groceries, and listen to a podcast at the same time. But we do have to make time for those things that are not as easy, but are maybe more gratifying. So yeah.
For sure. And guys, this advice is for you. You need to make time for IELTS, but you also need to make time for motivating English, right? Like books, like entertaining podcasts. So make sure to put that stuff in your study plan.
Yeah, there you go. And when you have a study plan, at least you can be organized. You know exactly what you have to do.
Yeah, totally. Right? Guys, if you don't have the 3-key study plan, I am 100% sure you're wasting time surfing the internet, reading strategies that aren't even going to help you, that are confusing or just plain wrong. So guys, right now, like this week is your last chance because Monday the prices go up on 3-key IELTS. Of course, you can still get in. Yeah. You could wait for sure. Yeah. But why wait, right? We are adults. We're busy. We have goals. So guys, before Monday, go to allearsenglish.com/basic or allearsenglish.com/coach.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way to keep it super efficient. And today's episode was efficient too. Look at that. Look at all those sample answers we got in for our listeners for speaking part one. Guys, go back and listen to today's episode again and take notes on our tips from speaking part one so that you can really start strong on speaking part one, right? right? There's something to that. When we walk into the speaking test strong and we're feeling good, we signal to ourselves that we're going to be successful in the rest of the speaking test.
Oh,
and that's
for
a big
sure.
deal. Yeah.
Yeah, guys. I mean, God, timing, right? We're talking about time. yes, it is so important to start strong, and, like, for the whole test. If you completely panic and bomb on listening, I've talked to students that that's happened to, and they lose it. They lose their confidence for reading and writing. So in everything on the IELTS test, guys, the initial instance is important. So smile, sit up straight, be confident right from the get-go.
Awesome. All right, Jessica, that's all we have time for today, but I'll talk to you soon. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too. Bye, Lindsay.
All right, take care. Bye. Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.